So, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your ADD word of the day, your anti-dum-dum word of the day.
Okay.
I am up. I have the bowl.
Okay.
Today's word is Wittershins.
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 Is that when Bobby Witt Jr. gets hit in the shin by a baseball?
No, that's painful shins. These are Witter.
I got the old Witter shins Witter tonight.
Shins. This is a way that it's saying something is going counterclockwise or in the wrong direction. My career is Witter shins.
If you commonly are used in Scotland, by
in
the way.
Europe, and you are driving the wrong way around a roundabout, you have the Witter shins.
No, you're called English.
But if you don't know which way you're going the wrong way.
Yes.
You have the Witter shins.
No, you're driving Witter shins. You're okay. Driving in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Derived from Middle Low German dialect in the early 16th century.
Huh.
Witter against sin direction.
Oh, I like it.
Witter shins. So the weather here in Kansas City is anti-Witter shins. It's going in the right direction.
Finally.
Because it's going to be in the 80s tomorrow and 70s this weekend. Witter shins.
So now I have to ask for a clarification of the rules.
Okay.
So I was looking up weird words last night because it sparked conversation about it. And there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of old English British terms that we would never use.
Right. So do we need to find something you would use?
And I think Wittershins might fall into that category because it is of Scottish nature.
I believe the Scottish speak English.
So we would like to deny...
Are we widening it to English dialects?
No, we would like to deny your ADD word and you have to choose another. I don't like Wittershins.
What?
I think you have to pick another word. You don't have to do it right now, but I think you have to pick another word.
And this was what Mary Beth and I were talking about because, like,
it's got to be something you would have to use. Like, or pardon me, not that you would have to use, but that you would maybe use in conversation. And I will even go out on a limb and say, when I came up with the verb yesterday, that means to fling someone out a window. That's probably not a word most of you, I hope, are going to use regularly in a sentence.
But it is standard English, not...
Correct.
Because when I looked up Wittershins, the first thing it said was Scottish English.
It's a Wittershins.
I'm just asking. If we want to implement the rule, we can. Otherwise, does not matter.
We'll allow it this time, Scott.
Thanks, Dana.
He is offended right now.
I threw a number of words out that I was otherwise going to use. And then I thought, this is a funny-sounding word, Wittershins.
It is pretty funny.
And I thought, that's kind of cute, and, you know, going in the wrong direction. It's very easy to remember that. You know, this show is always Wittershins.
Okay.
Going in the wrong direction. All right. Next week, I will find a purely American English
offended
dialect word that the two of you can accept. Jerks.
You wouldn't let me say the word... That is the name of the baseball player on the mound for the Los Angeles Angels last night.
You want
night.
Me to say the last name of the player that plays for Eastern Michigan University?
No, but my word was funny and your word is not.
Dana, that is a
horribly word I'm looking unfortunate
for.
Name.
That name that you want to read out of that Japanese baseball player is a slang term for a woman's parts.
It is his name, and if you are a commentator for Major League Baseball, I'm just warning everyone, you are going to hear it if and when we play Los Angeles, which I'm not sure that we do that.
Well, we do play Los Angeles. Which one, the Dodgers or the Angels?
Angels.
They're coming up.
I'm just warning everyone, when we play...
I believe they play the Angels in September.
Sweet Ryan Lefevre's going to have to say it.
Well... Go ahead.
In some centuries, Wittershins was used to describe left-handed.
Oh.
So, Scott, you and I.
That is considered the wrong way.
Are Wittershins.
We write Wittershins?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Huh. Now, are you full left-handed? Because I'm not.
Well, I'm.
Is anyone?
I mean, I think everybody is co-dominant.
I don't know that that's true. Dana can't do anything left-handed.
Nothing. My father is by
anything.
What do you call it? My dad is
ambidextrous.
Yes.
But that means you can do.
He writes left-handed. He plays drums, I think, left-handed. Everything else is right-handed.
That's co-dominant.
Yeah.
He's co-dominant.
Ambidextrous is when you can write left-handed and write right-handed.
How many people truly can use both with ease? I think that is a very small number.
Very few. The only things I do left-handed are eat, play pool.
Pool, really?
That's the only activity I do left-handed.
Golf? What do you do naturally if you pick up like a baseball bat or a golf club?
I bat right, I throw right.
Then you are right-handed.
I play the drums right-handed.
So you are a right-handed person that writes left-handed.
I also eat left-handed. I cannot eat with my right hand. Everything falls off the fork. I eat, I write, and I play pool left-handed. That's it.
Yes, I am co-dominant. I am not solely left-handed. But I also think that's because I was in situations where people didn't know how to teach a lefty. Like, for example, I was taught to swing a bat right-handed because my baseball coaches had never seen a left-handed person before.
Don't you just know when you start working with someone in Little League, they're either right-handed or left-handed?
I wasn't good.
Yeah.
It's probably because my body was like, this doesn't feel right.
This doesn't feel right.
My mom's mom was naturally left-handed. But she went to a Catholic school, so she got her knuckles wrapped.
And the nuns would smack you. Smack is you it with... is it believed to be genetic?
Left-handedness?
Yeah.
I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look that up.
Is Wittershins genetic?
No. Awkward, you got zero Google results.
Multiple genes, perhaps up to 40, can contribute to whether or not you are left-handed.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a roundabout way. Yes.
In a Wittershins sort of way?
Well, no, that would be the opposite of a roundabout way.
Why is left-handedness so rare?
Well, if
well, I'm reading it. As handedness is a highly heritable trait associated with various medical conditions because many of these conditions could have presented a Darwinian fitness challenge.
What do you mean it's a medical condition?
I mean, it was deemed as sinful.
That's true.
Less than desirable. So they would either force you to learn to do things with your left hand or take more aggressive measures only to make sure.
Only 10% of the population of the world is left-handed.
Left-handedness is associated with a slightly increased risk for certain medical conditions, particularly some neuropsychiatric and autoimmune disorders.
Hmm. Great.
It has also been found with other mental health conditions, dyslexia, that would make sense, ADHD, and some mood disorders.
I don't have any mood disorders.
Oh, please.
Why is that funny to the two of you?
You're moody all the time.
What are you talking about? I'm the happiest person you know.
Your vein is popping out of your head while you say that.
Why are you laughing in there, Smirks?
Because you're getting mad about...
I am God! It was a 2013 Yale study that said if you're left-handed, you're probably crazy.
I don't have any race issues.
That doesn't say that.
I mean, if Yale said it...
Sam, you're left-handed and you're moody.
Yeah, I just don't deny it. By the way, from the text line, did you guys forget that Scott lived in Germany? That's probably why he chose an old German.
Handedness seems to be determined very early on in fetal development when a lot of other things about your future are being determined as well. Scientists aren't exactly sure why some people are left-handed, but they do know that genes are responsible about 25% of the time. It does tend to run in families, but noticeably less so than other inherited traits like height or intelligence. In fact, identical twins who share the same genes can sometimes have different dominant hands.
Only 2% of the population is ambidextrous.
In one British study, the fetuses of super stressed pregnant women were more likely to touch their faces with their left hand than their right. It could be one of the first signs of a left-handed child.
Men are more likely to be left-handed than women.
Okay.
913-586. See, you learn something here every day.
Huh.
Wittershins. 913-586.
Scott's crazy. Y'all says so. Back after this.
Okay.